Good morning. The Arctic front that was sliding through our area during the afternoon yesterday continues to press south toward New York City. Our entire area is behind the front now, with most folks waking up to teens and single digits for early morning temperatures, even below zero in spots, especially across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. The Arctic air will remain in place today, and despite a good amount of sunshine across the region, highs will struggle to get out of the teens and into the lower to mid-20s across the region. Overnight tonight, a milder flow of air out of the south will begin to move in. This process will produce a lot of clouds and scattered flurries and snow showers, but also prevent temperatures from dropping off all that much, and most places will stay in the middle to upper teens for overnight lows. The wind will flip around to the southwest tomorrow, continuing to bring milder air in, and temperatures will be above normal by several degrees, and in some cases reaching the upper 30s to around 40. Again, though, with the mild air over the top of a snowpack, we'll have lots of clouds and even a few snow showers during this process. The Arctic air will not retreat too far to the north, though. In fact, it'll make a comeback during the day on Sunday. The next Arctic front will push through with a few snow showers on Sunday afternoon. Temperatures out ahead of it will be in the lower 30s, but readings will fall back into the 20s during the day. A deeper pool of Arctic air will continue to head in for the day on Monday, and highs will be back down into the lower to mid-20s, and then the heart of the coldest air will move in midweek next week. Along with this cold air, we'll have scattered snow showers and a mix of sun and clouds, but highs on Tuesday will only reach the middle teens and staying in the lower teens on Wednesday on average, with some places barely getting above zero. Overnight lows will be well below zero across most of the region. It'll begin to modify a bit on Thursday, but highs will only make it back up toward 20. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, dense fog and freezing fog is a concern today across the Pacific Northwest into the Great Basin, as stagnant air will result in low visibility, and in some cases the fog will freeze on untreated surfaces, causing slippery travel. A high wind warning is in effect for the Rocky Mountain front in Montana. Winds at times will gust to 60 miles per hour, with isolated gusts reaching 75 miles per hour. And a high wind watch and a ground blizzard watch are in effect for most of North Dakota for tomorrow. A strong Arctic front will rapidly drop south through the area Saturday morning. In its wake will be strong north to northwest winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, with possible gusts to 50 miles per hour. The winds, combined with some fresh snowfall, may cause ground blizzard conditions in open country. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday, January 4th. The last report of hail was at Lucca, Malta, at 2:34 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 20 below zero with a northwest wind at 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 12 degrees, the dew point 2, 64% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.27 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Melbourne, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and temperatures in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 30, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 3.4 inches, and that's 6.5 inches below normal, and 16.8 inches for the season, which is 9.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 617, that's 105 below normal, and 2,879 for the season, which is 378 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14, the record high, 59, set in 1973, and the record low, 19 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:51 p.m. 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today with highs in the teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Milder, though, with a few snow showers, upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday with a few snow showers. Early highs in the lower 30s, then temperatures drop. Mostly cloudy, very cold Monday. Snow showers, lower 20s. Mid to upper teens on Tuesday with a few snow showers. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, only in the lower to mid-teens. And sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.